وعنه وعن البراء وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أتيت مضجعك فتوضأ وضوءك للصلاة ثم ترجع على شقك الأيمن وقل، وذكر نحوه فيه وجعلهن آخر ما تقول، متفق عليه. هذا البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me: When you decide to go to your bed, perform the ablution as you do for salah. Well, then lie down on your right side and say, he then related the like thereof, as in the previous hadith in Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He added therein, let these words be the last that you utter before going to sleep. Bukhari. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli min al-layli 11 rak'atan. فإذا طلع الفجر صلى ركعتين خفيفتين ثم اتجع على شقه الأيمن حتى يجيء المؤذن فيؤذنه. متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates, the Messenger of Allah used to offer 11 rakats at night, tahajjud. Once dawn broke, he will offer 2 rakats, short rakats, brief rakats. He will then lie on his right side till the mu'adhin, the one who calls the adhani, is Bilal, and came and informing him that the people have gathered for the Salah. Bukhari Muslim. Aisha radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah used to offer 11 rakats at night. Once dawn broke, he will offer 2 rakats. He will then lie on his right side till the Mu'adhin, the one who calls out the Adhan, came and informed him that people have gathered for Salah. Bukhari Muslim. So you see, this first the same narration as Bara bin Azib, the one yesterday we read. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you come to your wedding, then do wadu, wadu li salat. One is the lughwi and one is the other wadu. A person can say washing the hands and gargling is washing too. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wadu li salat, the whole wadu, masa, feet, everything. So the wadu that you do for salat, do that type of wadu before you sleep. That's the sunnah and that's the command here. And then sleep on your right side and then read this dua. If you can make this dua the last one, try to make this dua the last one. So before that, you can read Bismillah Allahumma Mu'awwizatayn, Yaqul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun Qul Huwallah, the beginning of Surah Baqarah, the Ayatul Kursi, the ayats after it, and then Lillahi Ma Fis Samawat. The person who reads those, Abdullah ibn Masud's narration, the person will have no trouble through the night. So Ayatul Kursi 3 times, whatever. And try to read this dua, the last dua. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayka wajjahtu wajhi ilayka wa fawwadtu amri waljahtu zahri ilayka. And shaki ilayman like this. This is the right side, sleeping like this. In this narration here, Rasulullah s.a.w. used to read, yusalli min al-layli ihda ashara. So this is from Bukhari Muslim. In Bukhari, we get so many narrations of Rasulullah's tahajjud. Some 8, some this rakat. Some after Isha, he read 4. And then he went back home after Isha, he read another 4, and then he got up. So there's different narrations about tahajjud. 11, why 11? Why? Because 11, we can say like this, that Rasulullah read 8 rakat tahajjud in 3 rakat salatul watr. Or the Maliki and the Hanabila and the Shuafi will say he read 10 rakat tahajjud in 1 rakat witr. Witr means odd number rakat. Whatever the case is, why? Ijalu akhir salat al-layl witra. Make your last salat of the night witr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read his tahajjud and then his witr salat. And then, soon as dawn broke, soon as fajr time, he used to read 2 rakat. And then he used to lie down like this. So many muhaddiths, why did he lie down like that? Qutub al-Aqtab, Shaykh al-Hadith, Imam Zakariya gave a very good reason. You know, well, we don't really understand too much because we have never experienced, we've never ever done that type of tazkiyah, we've never ever stayed in the Sahaba. But a person in istighraj, Rasulullah says mi'raj, you know mi'raj? Mi'raj al-mu'min salah. You know how much uruj there is? Uruj means, mi'raj means going up. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 rakats of tahajjud, the paras he's read, 2, 3, 4 Jews, 7 Jews, 8 Jews of the Quran he's read, the istighraq that he has, his uruj to come to ardiyat. He used to lie himself on the ard and get the ardiyat. So then, when he comes out to the Sahaba, they can take it. Otherwise, Rasulullah's beauty was that, and Rasulullah's spirituality was that, that at the age of 40, he got nisbat in malakuti. Now, this is a little bit deep stuff. And when Jibreel salam squeezed him, he said, "Ma ana biqari." So, once, imagine an angel squeeze you. Has anybody experienced that? Nobody in the world did. And the greatest of the angels. What did he do to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time? Before that, what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was a child? Even then, he had his operation, and they took out his three or four times, as the Shaykh says, he had his heart split and his heart taken out, and washed in Zamzam, and then put back in. When he was a child, this happened to him. Imagine his spirituality. So at the age of 40, when Rasulullah got Nabuwat, he got all that nisbat of Jibreel salat, nisbat in malakuti, the angelic qualities. And then he reached such a stage by the age of 53, because Mi'raj was before 53. And when Jibreel salat was taking him up, Jibreel salat wasalam, and no, he said, "I cannot go any further. This is only for you." And Rasulullah went further, and according to many Sahaba, and I'm of that opinion too, that he saw Allah. And many Sahaba said he didn't see Allah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Hibr al-Ummah, said he did see Allah. It doesn't matter, it doesn't concern Aqidah, Allah's not going to ask you this or something. But I'm of the opinion that he did see Allah. Imagine, that was before the age of 53. He saw Allah in Mi'raj. And he only had that power. And this is why he said, "Beware, I see you behind." When he used to read, "Behind, I can see you from behind." So some muhaddithin, they say, he had eyes here. You know, that's all aib. If a person has eyes here, it's aib. He had jannati eyes that could see Allah. There's a jannati ni'mat. This is why his eyes, those eyes still had that. They're free from jihad. They don't see in direction. It comprises everything. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tahajjud was such, and his uruj was such, that he needed to get ardiyat. So he used to lie on the ground like this, and wait for Hazrat Bilal. "Ya Rasulullah, the sahabas are ready now. Salat. And we're going to give you qama." Then Rasulullah would come out and start salat. It wasn't like 5 o'clock salat time. It wasn't like that. There was no time till 5 o'clock salat. You want time? Understand? It was, Hazrat Bilal would say, "Ya Rasulullah," because Rasulullah's house is right there. "Huh? Ya Rasulullah," behind the curtains. So the people have now, majority of the Jamaat is here. Majority of the Sahabas are here. They're here from home for Jalla. Let's go. And Rasulullah would come out. But he would read Turakat. And so sometimes you could do that, read Turakat, and he would lie down like this. So if a person lies down like this and he falls asleep, look like that. Understand? If you're going to fall asleep, then don't act upon this one that you miss your Salat wa Jamaat. But sometimes you can act upon this, and nowadays we could. So because Salat Jamaat is at 5 o'clock, and the Hajjur time, it finishes way before. Fajr time starts way before. So you can do this, act upon this hadith, inshallah. Allah enable us to act upon all the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 11 rakats, 8 rakats, and many rakats are mentioned in many, many hadith. How many tahajjud did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? It's all proven. And two khafifatain, fajr salat. So the sunnah is very, very brief. Very, very brief. And what's the sunnah? Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun and qul huwa Allah. Which all of you do, because you've heard this many times. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul huwa Allah. And sometimes, qul huwa amanna billah in qul ya ahlal kitab ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in bayna. But make it very brief. That's the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his tahajjud is very long, is with the, then his, then in narration of Bukhari, after that he read 2 rakat sitting down too. And then he read 2 sunnah. So that's in Bukhari too. And then the hadith that Rasulullah said, "Remake your last salah of the night witr, watr." And then he read 2 rakat sitting down. How come? So he said, in respect of salat that you stand and read, that's watr, is the last salah. Because the 2 rakats that he sat down, he sat and read those 2 rakats. So there is some narration that you can read 2 rakats after Witr Salat too. And then Fajr 2 Sunnah.
in the midst of. This is normal sunnah, but Rasulullah's habits used to change. Sometimes he would wake up in the middle of the night. But majority of the time, this is the way it was, that he read the hajjud, the last portion of the night, and then he read his two rakat sunnah, and then he lied down until fajr time. Allah enable us to act upon the sunnah in the life of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.